Got to the airport about 1 o'clock. Left LA 3:30. Had a little bit of a delay in Minneapolis, which got me in a little bit later, but I mean, it's good to be here. It's good to get on the ice with the team and get to know all the guys and just get it underway.
Describe what your day was like yesterday, leading into finding out and then your reaction.
It was interesting for sure. I mean, getting put on waivers and then picked up by a Canadian team close to home from Calgary, so I mean, it's relatively close, and have some family out here, so I mean, it's exciting. It's going to be a great opportunity, I think, for myself to step in here and try and help the Winnipeg Jets out. I'm just super excited to be here.
Describe what the year has been like so far. It's tough. Are you sitting out?
Yeah, I mean, it was a tough start. I mean, they got Mitchie and they got Greener back from big injuries last year. I mean, getting those two guys, it's a big help for them. But it was a little tough getting in the lineup with those two guys, kind of myself playing the same style of game as them. You know, they're older guys who've been around the league for a long time and who are there with the Stanley Cup team. So, it was tough. It was tough not playing, but you gotta roll with the punches and take advantage of your opportunities when you get them.
How sick of you of just practicing are you?
Yeah, practice gets pretty old sometimes for sure, but you just gotta, it's part of the game, you know. A young guy gotta just take it as it comes and just work hard every day. I mean, I worked a lot with John Stevens down there, the defensive coach who helped me out a ton. I mean, he was a great coach for me, and I think he's helped me develop along the way, my time with LA, so that was good. But I'm definitely excited to get an actual game in tomorrow.
Who, if anybody, do you know in this locker room?
Actually, do you know what? I kind of know a couple guys. I live in Kelowna, BC, so I know Laddie a little bit. I grew up playing against Seto. Kind of know Ryder a little bit. He comes out to Kelowna every now and then. Paul Postma, he's from Calgary. That's where I kind of grew up. So, I mean, I'm fortunate to know some guys in here and just have a little bit of a comfort zone and step in, make the transition a little bit easier.
People haven't seen you as much. How would you maybe describe your
game? I think big physical, kind of stay-at-home D-man. I can skate well, so I kind of jump in the play when possible, but nothing too risky. Kill penalties, block shots, bang and crash, and play kind of a hard-nosed defensive style game.
What's maybe the biggest thing you took from being around some of those high-end defensemen in LA the last 4 years?
How hard they work. There's so many good players in that locker room. I mean, even the forwards, you look around, there's guys that you can just watch every day and see how they carry themselves and how they prepare and just how they play the game. I mean, it was, I think it was a very, very positive part of my career going there and just learning from guys like that. And going there the year after they won the Cup, I think just seeing how that championship team kind of came together and did things together, it was awesome. But I'm excited to be here now and be a part of the Winnipeg Jets.
Any idea whether you're in tomorrow night?
They plan on having me in tomorrow. So, just have a good rest tonight, kind of relax probably a bit today and just prepare to play tomorrow.
Was there some relief when you got claimed yesterday, or what was it like going through that?
Yeah, definitely some relief for sure. It's no fun being in that position, but it's part of the game. You know, everybody, a lot of guys go through it, and not everybody gets claimed. So, I mean, it's positive to know that someone out there was on my side and wanted me to help out. So that was a positive thing, and I just got to come in and show that I can play in the league and stay in the league and just be a good part of this organization.
Were the messages rolling in?
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of support coming from family and friends, and even in LA, the fans there were great. They were very thankful for the work that I put in there last year, and having their support coming here, it was awesome. And I mean, getting a warm welcome from a lot of people and on Twitter and stuff from Winnipeg was awesome as well.
It's tough kind of throwing your belongings all together in just sort of an hour, whatever
span. Yeah, we had a busy morning packing up the house and getting stuff ready, but it's part of the game and it's part of the hockey world, so you just gotta do it and move on.